ease back in with this quote from Ishmael Levitz. It is in the Jewish interest, it is in humanity's interest, that whites experience a genocide. Until white children are burned alive, white women raped, mutilated, murdered, and all white men who have not been slaughtered watch powerlessly as their people are terrorized, only then will mankind be on a more equal footing, ready to discuss white privilege and the apparent chip on the shoulder that minorities have. Oh, so understanding, aren't you, you little demon-possessed freak? All right, done with that. But with this Luciferian Brotherhood, and there's so many articles and things at Timothy Charles Holmseth, but one I had posted in there goes back to July when it was an update. You'll see the smiling face of Oliver Stone, whose real name is Silverstein. She doesn't make that point, but I know that to be true. And he claims to be Buddhist Jew. And his son, Sean, a buzzsaw, claims to be an Islamist, a Muslim Jew. And he selectively, I don't even know if he's still doing the buzzsaw, but he would selectively do recordings of people and then not air them, like with Field McConnell. But when Field McConnell was out there in Colorado to do that, he was on another mission as well, researching about JonBenet Ramsey. And he came back with all of the goods on that, all of the dirt, and how that was an operation. And it was also what they've done since the 1700s, where they have a death pool, where people bet on when someone will die. Okay, and it used to be, of course, more like a day or, you know, maybe down to the hour back then. They have it down to the millisecond now. And the Santa satellite was confirming exactly when that split second was that JonBenet quit breathing. And she had a special operations type rope and knot around her neck. And so that split second then was whoever cashed in on it. Yeah. Yeah. And this has a lot to do with government and the military. It's so much worse than we know. But the title of this is Update. Jesse Saboter says Oliver Stone filmed events she's describing. Exclamation mark. Generals Flynn and Vallely involved. Now, formerly on her affidavits, I saw where she said mentions Vallely, but she wasn't sure if he was involved. She had seen him, but apparently he was involved too. And this is a curious thing. I always think of this because I like to listen to John B. Wells live on Rumble, and I can comment in that chat room. And he's on there regularly every week, every Saturday. Paul Vallely. With General McKerny. And they have an outfit. And you can look it up. I feel like looking it up right now. But see, this was the thing with Hunter S. Thompson, too. Apparently, he was filming a lot of these snuff things. And like when they were in a plane and when they were finished with a young boy, they'd throw him out of the plane. And he was filming all that stuff. So, this has been going on. There's a woman, Cheryl Hersha, who was raised in one of these hierarchy families, but her name was changed by one letter. She was one of the expendable ones. And they would make snuff films with her and then revive her and make more. And because there's a lot of money in that, you know, this is part of the Luciferian Brotherhood, what they do for power. And she says here, update, we have learned from Saboter just exactly what she meant when she mentioned documentaries, etc. Saboter explained her Twitter post was referring to childhood and documentary evidence that occurred by Oliver Stone and filmmakers when I was a child. I also was referring to the fact that generals, specifically Flynn and Vallely, she calls them Vallely, it's Vallely, anyway, have seen my, or maybe that's Timothy, have seen my affidavits And I do believe they have used the intel to move rats rather than arresting them. And in fact, that's what I was alluding to there with Flynn anyway, with the FBI. And it's just amazing. And, you know, the other day, someone was in another forum defending. She said, I think the Quran mentions Jesus Christ more than the Bible does. And her whole thing is putting down Christ all the time. And I've received messages from different people listening on different outlets to this show that this forum is from, and complaining about her. And so I will be addressing her directly on the show because she asked me not to send her any more emails. So, but you can't just come off all haughty and know-it-all and then refuse to see something else. At least not do it over the air for everyone not to get a chance to see another side of it. And we're seeing all the sides here lately. And a few weeks ago, too, I mentioned about the Delphi murders. Delphi, Illinois. Indiana? Illinois. Indiana, I guess it was. Yeah. And these two girls were ritually murdered. And there were pictures that were leaked. And, well, I guess we'll play this next one, Sam. Delphi leaked murder photos were circulating before Rick Allen's attorneys entered case. Now, this Rick Allen is innocent, and his attorneys have left his case. They've quit working on it. So, and maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the Lewistown and all that stuff. But if we can hear this one now, Sam, I think it's the whole one. So, which is 12 minutes, 12, 14 seconds.
In the aftermath of allegations suggesting a leak of crime scene photos by the defense in the ongoing harrowing murder case of Libby and Abby, both the public and legal community are clamoring for transparency and an exhaustive investigation to unearth the origins of this perceived breach in judicial protocol. The case's unfolding narrative has sent shockwaves through the legal system and social media, raising poignant questions about its integrity and the requisite accountability. Yet, amid these critical concerns, there appears to be forces endeavoring to divert attention from more substantial matters. This calculated maneuver by a collective portrayed the defense counsel as violating legal protocols, potentially paving the way for their dismissal by the presiding judge, Fran Gohl. The defense counsel beat the judge's decision and left the case, shocking many people with their decision, none more so than me. However, did they leave voluntarily, or were they instructed to go? Andrew Baldwin's attorney, David Hennessy, told Fox News Digital that the attorneys did not quit, but withdrew under coercive circumstances. They dedicated their lives to an innocent man, Hennessy said. The overwhelming concurrence suggests an ex-employee of Andrew Baldwin secretly betrayed Baldwin's trust and removed items from his office without Andrew realizing what was occurring. Was this intentional on the part of the ex-employee? Did he have a task to complete? Was he sent there to do a job? And if so, who sent him? The public must be made aware of the following information. The dynamics of the case took a seismic shift when the defense counsel unveiled a comprehensive 136-page memorandum shedding light on the alleged malevolence and repugnance of the investigative parties. This revelation was closely followed by the filing of a Frank's motion, which underscored the pervasive corruption within the government agencies closely connected to the investigation. The spotlight was squarely on the Indiana State Police, the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, and the prosecutor's office, all of which were implicated. In light of these revelations, one couldn't help but wonder whether the individuals implicated in this damning memorandum were now seeking retribution for being portrayed as corrupt officials. It raised the question, was this a form of retaliation for events that had unfolded in the preceding weeks? While it may not sound cynical, the signals are becoming increasingly difficult to ignore. The murder sheet's acquisition of crime scene photos has triggered reactions from legal experts, mainstream media, and concerned citizens alike. The murder sheet, known for its sensationalistic, embellished reporting and podcasts, and their air of pretentiousness, has allegedly obtained inside information regarding crime scene photos related to the ongoing murder case of Libby and Abby. They've indicated that Rick Snay, the host of Delphi After Dark, is a conduit for the sensitive information they received. However, this is not the end of the murder sheet's involvement in the charade. More later. According to emerging reports, Mark Cohen Robbins is a Texan resident. Roberts possessed these photos months before the defense counsel of Richard Allen became involved in the case. Roberts has only recently chosen to share them with the relevant parties. These images circulated amongst various individuals before Baldwin and Rossi took up the mantle of defense for the accused. These facts are verifiable through existing screenshots in my possession. Let me make one thing clear. In my screenshots, Roberts clarifies that he intended to leak the crime scene photography. The initial receiver of the crime scene photography is under investigation. What is clear, however, is that the leak was intended to be a conduit for involving the ISP, thus damaging the credibility of Andrew Baldwin in a brazen attempt to have him or his counsel removed from the case. Pursuing Truth and Justice continues, aiming to counter the senseless and baseless narrative that has tarnished the defense's credibility. Furthermore, in these screenshots, Roberts implicates a disgruntled Carroll County law enforcement personality as the alleged source of the leaked information. He asserts that Sheriff Tony Liggett promised the source a comfortable 9-to-5 job, but failed to deliver, prompting the individual to seek retribution for Liggett's broken promise. However, things get far worse. On September 19, 2023, Mark Cohen Roberts initiated a GoFundMe campaign. The GoFundMe page bears the title Make-A-Wish Disney World Trip, a heartfelt tribute to his daughter and her dream of visiting Disney World. However, a deeper examination of this campaign unveils three puzzling donations that hint at an underlying agenda. The first comes as a $200 contribution from Mr. Jason T. Blair. Jason Thomas Blair, an ex-journalist who once worked for the New York Times, is no stranger to controversy. His tenure at the newspaper ended abruptly in May 2003, following the revelation of fabrications and plagiarized content in his articles. A thorough online search of Blair's history exposes scandals, plagiarism, and extensive substance abuse. What made this donation especially perplexing was the geographical disparity between Blair, a New Yorker, and Roberts, a Texan resident. This raises several pressing questions. Number one, Why would a contentious former journalist from New York contribute money to someone living in Texas? Number two, what could possibly connect Mark Cohen Roberts, a relative unknown Texan, to Jason T. Blair, a controversial ex-journalist from New York, prompting such a substantial donation? Number three, how did these two individuals even cross paths, and where did their association originate? Moreover, is there a link between this ex-controversial journalist, Jason Blair, and the murder sheet? Yes, there is. On October 17, 2023, Jason Blair posted the following on his Twitter page. For those of you who care about the Delphi murders, the murder sheet has a great Q&A out today that illustrates why we should give some people some grace. How far back the Blair / Murder Sheet Association goes is anyone's guess. Ayn Kane, a self-promoted New York journalist, adds another layer to this enigma. What is clear, however, is that the puzzle pieces are gradually falling into place, hinting at an intricate web of connections and malfeasance. The second dubious donation is a significant $2,000 gift from an anonymous source. It seems implausible that an anonymous contributor would substantially contribute to an individual from Texas who has recently been embroiled in a controversy linked to the leak of crime scene photographs. Quick question. Can you think of a better way to make unsolicited anonymous payments to someone for service rendered than donating $2,000 to a worthy cause like a trip to Disney World? The third and most conspicuous donation is a generous $500 contribution from Robert Fortson. Notably, Fortson allegedly took his own life after being contacted by the ISP regarding his possession of the same Delphi crime scene photographs, circulated upward of 57 individuals.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number is 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Sie fliegen vorbei, die nächtlichen Schatten. Kein Mensch kann sie wissen, kein Jäger erschießen mit Pulver und Blei. Die Gedanken sind frei. Ich denke, was ich will.
Thank you, Destiny. Thank you, Destiny Cross. Die Gedanken sind frei. Thoughts are free. Even ones you don't want. Didn't ask for. Yeah. But in general, we can have good thoughts if we want. So this Delphi murder, you may or may not remember, and I'm not remembering their names right now, but the judge in this case, and his wife, who had become the court clerk, both left those offices. Big party in the courtroom for him, and then a few weeks later, she hadn't been there, I don't know, a few months. Anyway, they left after these Delphi murders were coming to light. And here's another article I'll read part of. Delphi murders entered disgraced FBI director James Too Tall Comey and suspicious podcast duo involved with leaked murder scene photos. Okay. And it's by Timothy Charles Holmes, posted on his True Social on October 20th. These murders took place, by the way, in 2017. Let me give you that information. February 13th, apparently. And what happened there was at 1:35 p.m. on February 13, 2017, 13-year-old Abigail Joyce Abby Williams and 14-year-old Liberty Rose Lynn Libby German were dropped off by German's older sister, Kelsey German, on County Road 300 North, east of the Hoosier Heartland Highway. The girls were hiking on the Monoon High Bridge over Deer Creek among woodland in remote Deer Creek Township. At 2:07 p.m., German posted a photo of Williams walking the bridge. After this, they were not heard from again. They were reported missing at 5:30 p.m. after they had failed to meet German's father at 3:15 p.m. The families initially searched for the girls themselves before calling the police. Authorities who quickly searched the area did not initially suspect foul play in the disappearance, however. This changed when the bodies of the girls were found around noon the next day, about half mile east of the abandoned bridge that they were hiking on, Monoon High Bridge. The bodies were found on the north bank of Deer Creek. And in the investigation, police have not released details of how the girls were murdered. Okay, so it was ritually done, though, and you can use your imagination or research into that some more. And as Jesse had told us before, she has many affidavits, but Catholic churches figure in often in the basements and other churches, too, actually. But Catholic churches, this is where the Jesuit Catholic group comes in. And did we finish that, Sam? Oh, okay. Could you go ahead and play that? We'll hear the rest of it.
Anyone with a modicum of discernment could discern the connection between Mark Cohen Roberts's launch of the GoFundMe campaign and the anticipated generosity of his donors. At the heart of this tangled narrative stands the murder sheet. Ayn Cain and Kevin Greenlee, former New York residents who seem to have connections with all the principal players in this crime scene photographic leak, and boast affiliations with mainstream media outlets such as Court TV and Fox 59, where they regularly disseminate what some refer to as yellow journalism. Inquiries are ongoing, and it's only a matter of time before these perplexing threads are untangled and charges begin being laid. Finally, are you aware of the evacuation at Dunkirk during World War II? If not, when the British forces were pinned down by the Germans and facing total annihilation, people took off on boats across the English Channel and rescued the soldiers. Welcome to Dunkirk 2.0. More to follow in the coming days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, break time. Oh, that was the end of, yeah. Oh, and these videos, most of them I'm finding some on other places, but mostly at the High Command on BitChute. That's Timothy Charles Holmes. That's, and I like that because a lot of times he'll take shorter pieces out of longer ones so you can get the point a little better without playing the whole thing. But what I started to give you, listeners, before was from his site that he then posted to True Social Post on the 20th of October. I have been quietly monitoring the coverage that Ayn Cain, it's a journalist, and Kevin Greenlee, attorney, have been giving to the Delphi murders on their podcast called The Murder Sheet. So I was not exactly surprised to learn that this attorney and journalist are right in the middle of a recent leak of graphic crime scene photographs of Abby and Libby. I'm also not surprised to learn there is an existing relationship between Ayn Cain and disgraced former FBI director James Comey, who's touring the countryside and speaking now just because he's too tall. Cain and Greenlee seemingly appear to be guiding the narrative of the Delphi murders in the media, and now they may have become witnesses. Due to the fact somebody magically chose them to be the individuals to receive sealed crime scene photos. I'll finish it after the break.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Joining us here, and thank you for coming and listening, and the ones in the chat room and everything. It's fun. And I didn't think, I don't know. I never know what to expect, if I'll be able to fill the time or keep people from falling asleep or what. But so we had some interesting things here in the chat. This one fellow says, and he gave me permission to say this on air, I'm friends with Michael Aquino's former bodyguard and former MK Ultra Monarch programmer. And he says, I've held a Monarch former U.S. Marine female in my arms while she fugued in and out of different identities. This stuff is absolutely real. And he says, you can't look at it or study it very long without getting pulled in. I had to get away. And then another chatter said, who can't believe all the demonic influences, teachings, and acts against our most vulnerable? We've got first ladies with penis, Barbara Bush as daughter of Aleister Crowley, and Bush Jr. involved with a ritual murder and skinning of 17 human beings. And this is just a very small portion of greater events such as world wars, revolutions, and medical tyranny. Well said, friend. Yep. So people are wising up. You know, a lot of them will say, oh, well, I haven't read that. You got to give me links. No, you have to do your own research. Okay? I'm telling what I've learned. And if you don't like it, because I know I've given out links before and people don't follow them, but you give them out over air and guess what? They go dead. Oh, that's where you're getting your research. Thanks for telling us. Yeah? So I like the one in Australia. So search for yourself. If you don't like it, you don't have to. Yeah, 1955, Chicago ritual murder of 5 children. Yep. There were boys that were done ritually in the Purim Passover. Yep. And they just left them on the side of the road. There's a lot of these things happen and they just never get anywhere because the Jews handle the media and the money. And like Harold Wallace Rosenthal said when he was interviewed there with Walter Wright in 1976, it's essential to have control of the money so we could have international conquest through propaganda. Well, the news is propaganda. Everything you hear is propaganda. Someone shared with me, and I had seen it before but forgotten, the cover photo on The Economist magazine from 2012, the Christmas double issue. And it's a cartoon-like picture, and I recognized, I remember when I saw it before, all these different things that have come about. It was all devils getting people to do all these different things. And right in the top middle is Hamas hang gliding, and BB with a helmet on and the rim fan, star rim fan on there. And they're going toward each other, and it says wrath in the middle, like a cartoon, you know, like POW, right? Wrath. And I wouldn't be surprised if those paraplane photos weren't from that time period. They could have been from any time, anywhere. And people just swallow it as if the Jews aren't the liars they are. It's kind of disgusting, you know? I mean, especially I'm saying because I like to listen to this VCYAmerica.org, the Christian Information Radio, but I haven't been able to really enjoy listening to it because that's all they do is defend Israel. Israel hell and their lies. And they know they're lying and they know they're just wiping out what remains of that strip because they want to put up their high rises for the Jews to visit. Lots of Jews went to visit Ukraine during their high holy days. And that's where the largest Jewish community center is located on the Dnieper River. And I forget how many feet it is, but it's gigantic. And the Holy Spirit had me plant that question and see where that was. I thought that was very interesting. So, of course, they go over there and they plan out where they're going to live. They did that in Australia. They do that wherever they're having some place torn down, getting ready for them to move in, which is what, of course, Israel was to begin with. And Hitler said that right, and I don't have it right in front of me, but they didn't have any intention of just living there peacefully. No, that was going to be their base of operations. And, of course, Rothschild funded all of that and designed that Knesset building and with the pyramid and all the other symbology. And you know they do bloodlust, bloodletting. One of the pictures, the lady that does snippets and snabbits Blogspot is she does some really beautiful work too. She all kind of political things, and then beautiful scenery and food, and but she had a picture that probably didn't last, that showed and this is funny because recently, either right after that or before that, I got some really big metal bowls from the Amish, and this bowl was probably in the picture probably hold, I don't know, 5 gallons maybe? And so it was a pubescent young lady, and there, you know, were censorships across the chest and the crotch, but she was rigid. Her hands were tied behind her back. There were people along the length of this table where she had been, and they raised her up and had tipped her like a pitcher. And the fellow in his black robes, trying not to splash blood on himself, had sliced her neck clean across and was holding her head up so the blood could just flow into this bowl. Don't tell me they don't do these rituals all the time, okay? They have been forever. God called them on it. It's not just the Khazarians, okay? We like to have these little, oh, it's just this tribe and just these people. No, but there is a Neanderthal admix to their blood and their DNA, and they're proud of that. And they're also the highest amount of schizophrenia. And as we've learned, schizophrenia is demon possession. So there we are, people. If anyone wants to call in, you know the number, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Or 800-313-9443. And I'm looking to see some other things here. Yep, they're all in these cults. Yep. And it's, we don't hear the half of it, of course, but this is what keeps it all going. And Jessie Sabater has said she's witnessed thousands of sacrifices, and they would threaten her if she didn't sacrifice, but she never would. And I think she was about 5. She tells the story of one that she remembers in particular. She named her Grace. And she was all tortured and dying. And they threw her at Jesse. And she held her in her arms and looked into her eyes. You know, God told her, look into her eyes. And as she died. And Jesse, like some others now, her son, Jesse, recently, her son, 17-year-old son, Josiah, I think his name, died in a car crash. And some people were saying, oh, she doesn't have any feelings. What is she going to do? Is she going to constantly break down? And the thing is, with these people like Jesse, and I've seen other people talking about this, a woman from Testimony Mountain, and they don't have any emotions. They have to really work at letting their emotions out, which is kind of a godsend for the most part until it isn't. And I see we have a caller, David in Illinois. Illinois, please come on board.
Hey, how you doing? This is really difficult for me, but you just stated they don't have emotions. That's what they teach you not to do from a young age, is not to have emotions. But I did not go that route. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they start cutting you up instead and using your bodies for medical research.
And they consider you expendable, right?
Yes. And they would have other kids in cages. I don't know where these kids came from. I know how they transported some of these kids. I'm sorry. I didn't expect to get, because I wasn't supposed to figure and have emotions. I managed to save some of the kids, but a lot of the kids, because I wasn't supposed to do that and interact that way. I would just like to know how she's able to talk and discuss this stuff and have this information and not have the wrath of these people.
Well, I'll tell you, David, it's the help of God. When she first started to come out, she used a different name. She used the name Jane. She came on with David Zublik. She didn't show her face, and she talked about it. But when she was in prayer with God, and he said, no, you will say, you will, right in their faces, you will say. And, of course, you're going to be threatened. You know, this is part of the deal. But she wants everyone to know, and there's so much to know. Like, for instance, the she's talking about the seven colors, like of the rainbow, and how that's used. And then we have General Flynn doing the Clare Prophet prayer, right? About the seven rays of light. I mean, they're telling us. They're always telling us. Go ahead.
These people go all the way up high. High.
Oh, yeah. And that's why they're there.
When my father went to the classified bases in Nevada, and they realized that I was still out there kicking, when I met another girl that was being used, and I don't know if she was the reasons why we didn't know each other at the time until later. We found out when I went to the base, found out she was in the system as well, and they later on said, they will be watching us and following us for the rest of our lives. I would love to be able to walk into a store and be like somebody else in normal, where I can just think about what it'd be like to have a cell phone or something and to know you're not being constantly watched. You know what it's like to have people parked out in front of your house all the time? That if you talk about this, you have a helicopter hovering over your house at midnight. These people
Get in close with God and Jesus Christ. They'll protect you. You know, you'll be able to handle anything. And he's watching you all the time. He knows the number of hairs on your head. Go ahead.
You don't know what it's like. These people don't even use stuff for pain when they do things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I tried to save some of these little kids. I gotta go.
All right. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. I hope more people come out. Whoop. Okay. Yeah. This is the times we live in, people. It's down to the wire. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. Okay. There's either the underling that you let do what you want, like these, things in Florida, this HT, this handsome true John Menadeo or whatever his name is, and he's not even white. He's a mixture and probably has Jewish in him, too. They were doing all this stuff out in California, and somebody somehow got them to Florida. And so we got the bill 269 signed over in, there's another bill before that, too, over in Israel that was also signed there against anti-Semitism in Florida. These jerks are just aggravating that situation. They dress up queer, they act queer, and they are queer. Go to queer clubs, you know, and you can't just put this on and take it off. And then they add in the Nazi stuff, and like Harry Vox said, you can't rehabilitate Hitler in a day, right? And that's not the point. We're trying to preserve our young ones. That's what they were trying to do in Germany. So you can't, you know, you have to know that you can't just be brash and out there. They're just putting themselves on exhibit. You don't care. Just like this publicist that's going to rewrite the Erasing the Liberty and try to show the attack was an accident by Israel hell. There's the order form in the book, the current edition, from Moshe Dayan giving that order on June 8th. 1967. And he says, this publicist says, but he doesn't think that's true now. So just because he doesn't think it's true, he's going to make it true for whoever his handlers are, his money bags. I don't know. It's pretty disgusting, all of it. But, yeah, I was going to say something else that along those lines. But I guess it's not really worth talking about that much. Just be aware, okay, people? Because we have these, oh, they're so funny and they're so cute. And yeah, I laugh too. And the guy they brought in from Department of Homeland Security, and he writes a book, Jews Are the Problem, all loaded with QR codes. That's data mining for you, fellas. You know? He had a website. He said, oh, they didn't know at Department of Homeland Security what it was for because it was just initials or whatever. But he wanted all whites killed. I haven't heard him retract that. But he was saying, oh, it was just because he thought they were behind all this making kids queer. Right? Okay, that's ambitious. But he worked for, you know, on the Fast and Furious. This is a racist, okay? You can be any kind of racist. And white people in general aren't. And in fact, I had a talk with a nice black man recently, and I said it's more like caramel and chocolate and licorice, and the whites are more like creamy and strawberry and peachy. And we never said black and white growing up or any of these derogatory terms. We just said fair-skinned or dark-skinned. I mean, it's simple. Or complected. A lot of times we didn't even say skinned. We just say complected. But this using people, and it's for the overlords, and I don't care what you want to call them, and oh, you can't call them Jews just because they call themselves that. You have to call them a whole paragraph. No, I don't think so, all right? Why did they have 150,000 people in 1933 on July 3rd having Romance of a People in Chicago World's Fair, where they did a mock-up, hopefully, of sacrificing a baby to Moloch? You can find that on the web. They scream like banshees. They put this thing that looks like a baby, I hope it wasn't, into the burning belly of Moloch. And then, so they're still against God and Christ. They're bragging about what they did before. And they're not only bragging, they are casting spells. This whole COVID thing, this Divok, that was a spell cast by them. And people fell under it immediately because of their fear and their trust in the media or their addiction to it. Like I told them on Stormfront, you know, Bill Gates with his computer viruses. People think, oh, yes, well, viruses can be everywhere at once. Do viruses even exist? No, apparently not. They're doing stuff and calling it viruses. But even Michael Yeadon, who was, with Pfizer. Was it Pfizer? Yeah. And he's saying this now, too. I mean, this is a culling of the populace. And in the Bible, it says, time will be shortened, lest there be no flesh left. You know, we're down to those times when, or at least they're pushing them to this. So, whether or not that's what happens or not, we're also told in the Bible that the seasons will remain until the end of time. And the, the day and night, and the spring and fall, and all of that. So, but you can't help but wonder if after creation it was perfect. The earth, the round earth, was balanced on its axis. It was perfect conditions. There was no death. I know Lorraine Day, when she talked about that at one point, and how when they were kicked out of the garden, it must have become quite a shock that they had to relieve themselves of their waste, because that never had to happen before. The energy in the food that they ate was turned into energy in them. There was no death. There was no death of their cells in their body. Okay, we got another caller. Come on board, Detox. Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Good. Hi, Merv. This is Detox of Kool-Aid. I've been in the chat room there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to compliment you on your material. Everybody needs to know this because it's real, and it's real time, and it's going to get worse. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've been studying this for years. I'm a TI, so, and as Eric Carlson says, they know more about us than we know about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's one aspect of this thing, you know, the targeting. So, but it's all one. It's all out of the kingdom of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's real, and I just want to thank you for the work you do. And you you're on it. You got a good line on it. So
thank you. I'm getting extra mouthy as the shows go on. So
right, well, good.
I'm getting irrepressible.
Yeah, I enjoy your contribution on Roger's show also, so I'm there almost every day. So. Anyway, that's all I've got. God bless. Thanks. Take care. Take care.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for letting me say what you've typed in the chat.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. Yeah, it's real. And, you know, I also mentioned, you know, it's kind of like God takes us into his confidence, you know, and he protects us also, gives us grace and protects us while we wander around in this darkness.
You know, if we ask for the truth, he will give it to us, but in bite-sized chunks that we can handle.
Sure. Yeah. Well, as I mentioned in chat also, I was around this gal, and she was a real deal. She was a real mama. And my heart really went out to her. And there's another gal that I was working with, too, and she was a witch, if you will. And she was willing, okay? She wanted to get out of that, and she didn't argue, didn't lie, didn't try and con me. She was totally willing to do what was necessary. And I could not abandon her, so I stuck with her.
Mm-hmm.
Took her to deliverance ministers, and she got free. So,
God bless.
Yeah, so God does protect us if our motives are right. So, anyway, I hear the music.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. This is the whole purpose, is to let people know and let them know it's all right. You know, we hear so much about the Constitution or constitutional rights. Well, it wasn't what we thought it was, and it was supposed to protect our God-given rights. And people don't even say that anymore. So get back to God, people. Thank you for listening. Kusiba, das vidanya. God go with you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.